Joined now by head coach Andy Reid in our Xfinity studio. And Andy, good job at the press conference answering all the questions about what you did and how the decision was made. Now let's talk about the rest of this 2012 season and the Eagles' defense. What does Todd do right now between now and when the players come back on Monday?
Well, number one, he meets with his staff, and they've got certain assignments that they're doing now and with self-scout evaluation, and then also the Atlanta Falcons that are coming up. So we'll bring the players back a week from yesterday, Monday, and we'll have a short practice at that time, meeting time with players, and it's be a bit of a introduction to Todd at that time. Scheme and terminology will not change. We'll just work his personality into the scheme.
Who takes over the job that he was doing, the cornerback job? Does he still do that? Does Mike Zordich do that?
Yeah. Well, Mike and he have been working together. Bobby April III also has worked with him. He's our quality control coach, so he'll be asked to do a little bit more, and then Todd will still oversee it, which he can do. You kind of see things through their eyes as you go anyways, and it's not a bad position to be coaching at the same time as you're the coordinator.
Okay, so the scheme doesn't change, the terminology doesn't change, but I imagine that there are things within the scheme, the way the scheme is played, that fans can expect to see a little different coming down the pike here.
Yeah, we'll see. And you can't get into all of that as you sit here as a coach, because you've got the Atlanta Falcons coming to town. So you're surely not going to sit here and explain those things. But he'll put his own personality to it. Like Juan did, he'll put his own personality to it. And I think that, that's good. That's a good thing. So that's why you look at the situation that and why the change.
We see Todd as a very quiet, very solid, serious man. When you say his personality, I mean, what's that going to mean for on the field? What is his personality as a coach?
Well, he does have the players' respect and coaches' respect around him. He and Juan had a good relationship, which was positive. Showed you the type of man he was. He came here and people said, well, he's going to take Juan's job and do this, and that's not how he came in. He came in to coach his position. He was great. Grateful to be back in Philadelphia, where he went to school and he grew up close by here. So he never went over those boundaries. But at the same time, you knew his knowledge, you knew his ability to coach the secondary position, linebackers and defensive line. He's got a good grasp on all those spots and thus be a good coordinator.
Do you sense that players are on high alert, if you will? I mean, this is, hey, guys, it's time to get this thing rolling here?
Well, listen, that's life in the National Football League. These guys want to win. Coaches and players want to win, and they want to do whatever it takes to do that. And so it's my responsibility as a head coach to try to take personalities out of it the best way you possibly can. And there's nobody I'm closer to than Juan, or no one that I have more respect for as a football coach and person than Juan. I mean, this is a guy that can coach any position on the football field. It just didn't work. Mm-hmm. Right? It just didn't work here the way I wanted it to work. So I've got to make that decision. And this has happened to many coaches in this league that have gone on. I mean, you look at Sean Payton for the New Orleans Saints, the things that he went through. He's one of the very good head football coaches in the National Football League. And he had setbacks as he went. And you can go through a lot of the great coaches in this league and see those things. So, Juan's future is bright for him, and I'm glad of that. And then Todd, this gives him an opportunity to put his name on something with a great organization and with good football players.
Okay. You have the rest of the week here, as you say, to evaluate. And so, I mean, fans are and the media are going to just jump all over the Michael Vick question. The question was, is Michael Vick your starting quarterback? And your answer is, as I stand here right now. And I don't know, do you want to clarify that at all? I mean, does that mean that it's what does that mean?
It easily means this to the ear, is that I've got to go through and I've got to evaluate everything. That takes time. And so that's what I'm doing right now. Michael Vick's our starting quarterback. And that's all I can give you here.
Okay.
And so I try to be as real with you as I can. I wish you could point one finger at Michael Vick. I mean, that's not there's things that we've got to do better around Michael Vick to even make him better than he is now. I've got to go through and evaluate all that. As coaches and players, we can do that. I'm gonna make sure that I dig in and do my homework on it and evaluate it.
So the message is truly, I mean, it is not BS. I mean, you are literally you said you were gonna tear things apart yesterday. You're going through phase by phase by phase by play by position by coaching decision, and that's all still a lot of that is still to come in the week ahead.
Absolutely. No, that's I owe that to this organization to do that, to myself, to, you know, this football team and all the fans. I mean, that's what you do. You want to put the best product out there that you possibly can put out there to win football games for this organization and for the city of Philadelphia. And I haven't done the best job that I need to do to this point. We're 3-3. We're an average football team right now, and I think we're better than that.
Okay. Andy Reid, thank you very much for stopping in studio here. We will be back with more on Eagles Live.